Another day, another week.
Yeah, a lot of stuff has happened.
A ton of stuff. I want to get into that in a little bit.
What are we getting into?
What have you been? Hold on. What have you been into, Matt?
I'm sorry. We gotta ease into it. I'm just ready to dive in.
What are you drinking?
I'm excited. Corona, dude. Classic. It's not really a winter beer. Not really something I typically drink in January, but whatever. It's good.
I've got the old Ziegenbach. I don't know. It's Texas Amber. It's good.
Old Ziegenbach.
It's good. It's
the good old Texas beer.
Keep it Texas, you know? Texas forever.
I'll keep it so, Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Before we get started, guys, I want to give a shout out to my guys over at Blueberry. They're the ones that make this podcast possible. They're the host. Cheers. I put all my media on. Yeah, cheers to Blueberry. Put all my media on their website, and they spread it. So you guys can hear it. That about sums it up. They have a lot of little features that you guys can see. Left the link in the show notes. Guys, this is The Unpopular Opinion, where we talk about controversial topics and in the form of casual conversation. I'm Sky.
I'm Maddie B.
Listeners would have and I have is, how does it even work? What is impeachment? You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's basically just it's a political process. Members of the House of Representatives, so we have a bicameral legislature, so if there's a House of Representatives that's elected by a popular number of people in the states based on population, and they essentially introduce articles. So it goes through committees in the House, and then if a couple of committees decide, you know, House Judiciary Committee or House Oversight Committee, if they decide, you know, hey, the executive branch, in particular the president, has broken laws, or in the Constitution it literally says high crimes or misdemeanors, you know, bribery, treason, high crimes or misdemeanors. So the stuff like that is going to be impeachable offenses, and that goes for any office. I mean, it could be the postmaster general can be impeached, just like the president can. So,
interesting. These high crimes.
Not to knock like the postmaster general or anything, but you know what I mean.
It can happen.
It's a very local job.
Yeah, it's something you could actually meet. There's a potential for you to meet the postmaster general in your lifetime.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or be the postmaster general.
Or be him.
I mean, heck.
Exactly. So it's relevant to the peeps out there.
Yeah.
You know. But what, I mean, what even is, what do they consider, you know, the true high crimes? Because I'm sure presidents have committed crimes that they think, that we think are high crimes.
Yeah, well, okay, so there's been three and a half impeachments in our history. Because Nixon almost got impeached, but he resigned before all that started.
It was right.
Just like, nope, I'm guilty, I'm out.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows. So let's just not drag the country through
watch
that.
Watch out.
Yeah. So the first one was Andrew Johnson in 1867, I think.
Okay.
So Andrew Johnson was the guy that replaced Lincoln after Lincoln was assassinated. He was Lincoln's vice president. And he was impeached because he wanted to fire his own cabinet member. Which, yeah,
president. Is that a high crime?
Not at all. It's a completely constitutional move. But they did it for political reasons. They did it for political reasons back then in the 1860s. So to say that it's somehow new and crazy and a new low for Democrats to do it for political reasons today is kind of nonsense. But because, I mean, firing your own cabinet member, Trump has done that literally. Obama's done that. Every president has done that.
Yeah.
Trump has done it a lot. If someone messes
up, you fire him.
Yeah. And you pick him.
It's a normal job.
Yeah. Okay. It's like Secretary of State. You know?
That's
a cabinet member.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
So here we are. 2020, we just started the hearing where they come up and have state their case. What did you say it was?
Opening statements in the Senate. So once the articles of impeachment go to, they go to the House floor, for the, so they go from committee to the House floor for a vote, and everybody votes on it. And then from there it goes, the House Speaker has to literally carry it physically to the Senate floor.
Has to carry it physically.
Yeah, like physically the papers to the Senate floor. And then...
When did that come about? How did that rule come into play? Who made up that rule?
That's probably within the Constitution. I don't know,
but you
certain.
Think about that, right? They didn't even know email was going to exist.
Well, they... Yeah, and those buildings are super old, too. The halls of Congress are like...
So they're like...
Almost as old as
the
country.
You have to carry it by paper, but they don't know what the heck's going on.
Yeah. Well, it's a good
way
to...
What did they think? A bird was going to fly? You know,
well, I mean,
back in the day, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's a good way to do it. So you know, like, literally it goes from the Speaker of the House. Like, that person has to literally
put it... Right. It's a trust thing, and I get that. Yeah. That's totally... I mean, that's probably, this day and age... I keep squeaking this thing. Anyway, at this day and age, probably has to happen that way.
Yeah.
There's so much...
And it had to happen that way back then, too. Because, I mean, there's always, like, that sneak that's going to slip something in. You know what I mean?
There's always... You know, corruption is not new.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I mean,
that's why impeachment exists.
So he carries it. He carries it to the dude.
He or she, in this case, is she. Nancy Pelosi carried it from the halls of the House to the Senate.
Okay.
And then Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate, essentially puts the rules together that the trial takes place in the Senate. Impeachment trial.
I just want to see the end of the walk, you know? Like, there's guys in the Democratic Party, like, have a little
They had a ceremony
archway made, and she's running through, yeah, we're doing it.
No,
you know,
the Democrats,
papers, you know?
They're making
the
tunnel.
Exactly. You're like, yeah, high five, yeah, I did it, Bob, yeah, thanks, Bill, you know?
And they get, like, watermelon slices at the end.
Oh, Nancy, you're the one, heck yeah, watermelon slices at the end. Yeah, Mom, thanks.
They do, yeah. So you know how, like, if, a president signs a major piece of legislation, he'll
it's a
have
big
like
deal.
Yeah,
they have
have
like cameras and
yeah,
they have everyone
like,
standing around.
Have like eight pins, you know.
Yeah, he's like, which one do I want to use today?
Yeah, and he uses the one for the first letter and another for the second letter. Nancy Pelosi did that with the articles of impeachment.
Oh.
She had pins like specially made in like literally on a silver platter, literally, and handed them out to members of Congress. I was like, here's your impeachment pin. Have
okay.
a great day.
Okay, well, wow. What a voice. Anyway, that is tax dollars at work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Well, this whole thing is just nonsense. It always, I mean.
Well, okay. We won't talk about that part of it. But, yeah.
I think it pretty much. Since it'll get there. So three out of the four times it's been nonsense. The only time it really mattered was when they were about to impeach Nixon, because he actually broke several laws. And actually, Bill Clinton broke several. He broke 9 federal laws.
Right.
Bill Clinton did.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish this thing wouldn't squeak so much.
Get the WD-40.
So, I need to get some of that, right? America! WD-40. Anyway, just so...
Spray it on everything.
If you can... like Frank's Red Hot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Put that ish on everything. So at the end of the hallway, the big, you know, awesome archway, they sign everything. It was good. It went to who did it go to again?
Went to the Senate.
Mitch
McConnell.
Okay, now we're there. Now what?
Now he makes the rules. They bicker over the rules a little bit, and then
the rules for the hearing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which they mirror the 1998-99 Bill Clinton impeachment.
They mirror it now. Why do they mirror that one?
Well, they just wanted a frame that was similar to what Republicans use, yeah, and Democrats in the Senate used.
Okay, so, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Just modern history, you know?
Kind
of makes sense.
Go ahead.
So they agree on the rules in a straight partisan vote, 53-47 in the Senate for the rules, which is the number of Republicans and Democrats, 53 Republicans, so... yeah, it's right down party line again. The House vote was right down party line. Now, back in like the 90s and even the 1860s and in the 1970s when Nixon was impeached, almost impeached, it was always bipartisan in the House in every instance, Republicans, Democrats. This is the only time where it's been straight party line every time. So it's just getting more divided.
It's what's happening. It's been happening even
more
before
divided,
the impeachment.
More divided than the 1860s. Like, think about that. That's
isn't that crazy?
That's scary.
Even before this impeachment, we already knew that was happening, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's literally almost no bipartisan freaking policies. There's one. It was trying to get, you know, the jail thing figured out. You know what I mean? With minorities.
Yeah.
You know, but
prison reform. Prison reform. That was
and
good.
That was bipartisan, right?
Yeah. But so was the USMCA.
USMCA bipartisan. You know, but
that's like two in the.
What about
Trump presidency?
I mean,
there should be more. And it's just like, I don't know. You're just making things worse.
We already
worse.
Talked about this, right? So like, you vote the wrong way, and your party is like, "What are you doing? Why are you voting with us?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
yeah.
like I imagine the aliens on freaking Toy Story. Wow, you know, and they're like, you know, must vote this way. You know what I mean? And then they're like looking at you weird if you don't. On mm-hmm. both parties, it just seems like that's
yeah.
what happened. A little antenna sticking up.
There's no compromise.
You know?
Yeah,
freaking weird. I'm sure Nancy Pelosi or some other dude is, you know, actually on Men in Black, aliens, you know?
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if they were.
Okay, I'm not. I need someone on the Republican Party. Who's on the Republican Party? Just anyone.
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney's probably an alien, too. There we go. Now we're even.
It's funny because I don't like Mitt Romney.
Now we are even.
Even Stevens.
I just have to make sure, you know, equality, right?
Yeah. If, I'm just trying to think of who would be an actual alien on the Republican
Dude,
Party.
I don't freaking know. Their name would be Ziegenbach, though, that's for sure.
That'd be weird.
All right, here we are. Senate. They're figuring out the rules. The rules are laid out, you know. And, you know, you wake up. You have to get here at 7 a.m., whatever the heck the rules are. I don't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rules for the actual trial. I get that.
Yeah.
Now what? They set the date?
Yeah, obviously. Which was already set. It began this week.
And
so,
that's what we're doing now.
Today,
what they did for that is what we're doing now. The letters going down the hallway. The Senate's using.
It's already
the rules.
Happened.
It's already happened. That's what I thought. I was
yep.
gonna, okay. It's already happened.
Yeah.
That was the first thing that happened.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the first thing that happened was impeachment inquiry.
I meant the first. Oh, okay. I guess I meant the first public trial part of it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I guess that wasn't.
That was the impeachment inquiry, and then there were impeachment inquiry hearings, and then there was. Impeachment
this is a really
hearings.
Long
Dude,
process.
It was just.
It's drawn out.
It's
Does it
so,
have to be this way? Is it written that way in the Constitution or not?
It basically has to be this way
because
okay. It's a political show. It's a political process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mm-hmm. not. It's not pretty either way. There's no way to make it.
That's dumb. Okay.
Nice.
Can't just say that's dumb. But I mean, I guess it makes sense. Checks and balances or whatever makes
mm-hmm.
it really long. But wow. Okay. So what is the original basis for this impeachment?
So the original basis is that Joe Biden, former
yeah.
Vice President Biden, his
yeah.
son worked for a Ukrainian,
he's laying it on us guys,
Ukrainian oil company called Burisma.
Uh-huh.
They paid him about $83,000 a month to be on their board. A month, 83 grand a month to be on their board because his last name is Biden, essentially. He has no petroleum, natural gas, or oil experience whatsoever.
What the heck, dude?
Yeah. Was kicked out of the Navy Reserve for, you know, drug abuse and stuff like that.
Really?
Getting prostitutes. Right now. So
Hunter, I didn't know that.
Dude, Hunter Biden is the prodigal son. He's just a kind of a derelict, to put it plainly. Right now he's in a paternity suit because he got a lady in Oklahoma or something pregnant, and I don't remember which state it was, but he got a lady pregnant. Now she has a kid, and now he's being sued for child support.
What the heck?
And he is the dad for sure. They did.
Are you serious?
Paternity test, yeah. So this guy's just kind of a sleazeball. So anyway, that's Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son.
Yeah.
And there's possible evidence of corruption between Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Burisma, the government of Ukraine, and of course, you know, that leads to the government of the United States at the highest level. So President Trump calls President Zelensky and who's the new president of Ukraine.
Yeah.
And without saying too much into it, he just says, you know, we want you to look at Hunter Biden and see if there's any corruption going on there. And then at the same time, I don't know if you can say necessarily that it was a quid pro quo or not. It looks like it was, but the Trump administration definitely covered their tracks well enough to where you can't prove that it was or where it wasn't illegal. And that kind of stuff happens all the time. Every president's done it. Some more overtly than others. It's basically within their purview to withhold funds for a given period of time. So they withheld a few billion dollars of Ukrainian aid, about like $53 billion or something like that, of Ukrainian aid for about a month and a half. While the new president was just sworn in.
Government aid? Like, we give Ukraine aid for what?
So they can buy guns and defend the Russians invading their territory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, Russians occupy like 7 or 8% of Ukraine right now.
Scary. Yeah, I didn't realize that super was aggressive. It was all about.
Super aggressive towards Ukraine. And we're trying to be aggressive right back. We're trying to overtly and covertly disturb Russia's influence on Ukraine. So,
right. Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, so anyway, that's what's going on. And the Democrats are like, he is guilty of bribery because he withheld the aid in exchange for dirt on his political opponent.
So that's what they think?
That's what they think.
Even though all that stuff's going on over there?
Now, what he was...
Like, I mean...
Yeah, exactly. So, you just have to honestly look up the details about it. There's a whole lot of information out there on both sides. So,
So that was the original basis, though?
That was the original basis. Now...
Okay. But hasn't it changed?
Yeah, exactly. So, okay. what he was impeached for was obstruction of Congress, which isn't a thing. Yeah, I mean, what is veto power? It's literally obstruction. It's getting in the way of Congress, which is constitutional. So they can't. There's no basis for impeachment on that. And then, what is the other thing? Obstruction of Congress, and I might have to look it up because I'm blanking on it right now.
Well, handy dandy phones here.
Google it, but. Yeah, but long story short, he's not high crimes and misdemeanors, bribery and treason. That's what the founders had in mind when they wrote the Constitution. And they're not even charging him with any crimes.
Yeah, I get that, dude.
They charged Bill Clinton with perjury and obstruction of justice, which is not obstruction of crime, obstruction of justice, witness tampering, all sorts of stuff that he literally was guilty of. And the Senate acquitted him because it was a democratically controlled Senate. And it's a political process. Mm-hmm. The voters are meant to really remove someone from office.
So this is a basic, it says Trump impeachment, a very basic guide, which is BBC News, but it's, it says, what is he accused of doing wrong? He's accused of pressuring Ukraine to dig up damaging information, which you already said, but it doesn't say the other stuff that it's changed.
There's two articles of impeachment. That's what you got to look for.
Articles of impeachment?
Yeah. Just Google search.
Two articles of impeachment on Trump.
Yeah. Obstruction of Congress.
Okay.
What is the other one? I can't think of it.
First article, charges him with abuse of power of pressuring Ukraine.
Abuse of power. That's what it is.
Huh? Hold on. Article 1. Oh, I'm not even on Article 2 yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going down. Article 2, obstruction of Congress.
Yeah. So Article 1 is abuse of power.
Abuse of power, yeah. Obstruction of Congress. Okay.
So cool. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, though, like, Trump's lawyers are so good.
Yeah.
The president's lawyers are so good, no matter what president is in office. He literally has the best lawyers in the United States.
Yeah.
Working for him, because once you work for the White House and you open up your own law firm, your law firm's going to go bananas.
Right.
It's going to go through the roof. You'll be rich.
Right.
So, and no one's going to pass up the opportunity, no matter what party it goes for.
We're at a rave now, guys.
It's cool.
I'm go ahead and take in the freaking dosage of weird color. Speaking of China, no, I'm just kidding. We're talking about China. Okay, well, I'm there. I get it. I think that's a pretty good. Is that a pretty good basic understanding of it? Yeah. I kind of want to jump to something else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feeling it?
Yeah.
You want to? Well, do you have more you want to say? Is there anything else these guys out here, these girls, guys, you know, whatever they may be, need to know? You know? Or is that it?
That's pretty much it. I mean, just write a letter to your congressman and say you're tired of the political maneuvering. You just want them to pass good legislation. And have lunch with the opposing party every day. That's what they should do. Democrat.
Oh, we're talking to the actual. Okay.
Yeah. Well, not. I'm talking to the people.
Oh, wow.
Anyone who's watching, write a letter to your congressman.
But then also email have lunch them. With the opposite party.
Let's tell them to have lunch with the opposite party every day.
Oh, tell them to have lunch with the opposite party.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be good. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
There's a lot of animosity, you know.
Just even if they're just staring at the table, like,
it doesn't matter. It's interesting how that works, right? So
it'll humanize the other person.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen.
And imagine this: you're at work, and you know, we go to lunch with coworkers all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you don't know them, and you might have different beliefs, we still go to lunch with each other.
Yeah.
You know.
Totally.
And even though they're in different parties, they're still kind of like they're coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
They are. They're all the one body. They make up one body of the political, whatever. And that's dumb, you know? It's whatever.
It's too short-sighted and short-minded.
It's crazy, man. Well, all right, guys. This has been a good little talk. We're going to go on a quick break. We'll come back because I got some stuff I want to talk about. And that is epidemics, infection, coronavirus. What is it?
Scary.
All right, guys.
Here's a break.
Let me make this clear, short, simple, and to the point. If you have the idea for a website, you need a server to put it on. That's your hosting provider. You need Bluehost, one of the easiest and cheapest options out there. A website is the cornerstone for any business these days due to the demand of convenience and automation in our lives. All you need to do is get started, and there's no time like the present. Bluehost is about $4 a month out of your pocket so that you can present that dope idea to the world, like I have on my very own Bluehosted site, skyfi.co. That's $4 a month, guys, cheaper than the fancy cup of coffee at Starbucks. I left the link to Bluehost in my show notes. Be sure and check it out to get the juicy deets. In the meantime, let's get back to my very own toasty content. All right, guys, we're back.
Back in action.
Heck yeah, dude. Back again. So this is the Unpopular Opinion, where we go over controversial topics in casual conversation. I'm Sky, this is Matt, and we're going to hit something up, another current event. It's not political, kind of. It could get political, but this is about the coronavirus and what it is. You know,
yeah.
These people are sick.
It's like a new flu.
It could be
from China.
The T virus. No, but it's not. So we're gonna tell you what not to fear and what to fear. It's really you shouldn't fear anything because you know.
Yeah, unless you're at Texas A&M, like the. I was listening to. So I'm an 80-year-old man. And I listen to AM radio. And I was listening to
what?
Every day.
Do you really?
Day. Yeah, absolutely.
This is it, dude. This is why.
This is how
college matters. No, I'm just.
This
kidding.
Is how I know things, dude.
Oh, dude.
This is how I know what the.
You know what I know? I know this pizza is freaking dope.
Going on locally in my town. So, bro, Chinese student flew from China.
Mm-hmm.
Was in. I can't remember. It's a Chinese city. It starts with a W, and there's like 7 to 11 million people living there. So it's a really big Chinese city. It's all
Wu Tai. Wu Tang.
It's really something like that.
Wang.
It really is, yeah. Wu Tang. In Wu Tang, China. Just sounded like the most ignorant Texan I possibly can. So he went straight from Wu-Tang, China, down to Calder Station, and he just infected everyone on campus.
Did he actually? No.
We don't even know if he actually has it yet. So he's Exactly. Everyone's freaking out. I'm like, oh my God. But he's being tested for it. It's from China. You never know. But it's like, I was just very briefly reading up on it.
Yeah.
And like less, like what, 2 dozen people or so have died. And that's in China. I mean, so we don't really know the real numbers yet.
The problem is China's the one that's recording all that so far, right?
Yeah.
And, well, as far as I know.
Who knows how much they're going to tell us.
Reuters got the information, apparently, that 25 people have died and 800 are infected in China. And the World Health Organization came out and said, this is a emergency, but it's not an international epidemic or an epidemic international something, which is great, but if
a pandemic, I think, because pandemics are global.
It said epidemic, didn't it?
Epidemics are local and pandemics are global, I believe.
Yeah, epidemic. Well, they still, they still haven't considered an epidemic in China.
Yeah, so it's not even a big deal.
Well,
but
you
it is.
Know.
And the thing is, like, it can cause panic, but the thing is, panic about, like, flu symptoms is almost a good thing because everybody just buys a bunch of hand sanitizer and washes their hands more frequently, which is always good. That's always good. It'll prevent basic flu outbreak in the U.S. of any flu.
Like, speaking of the flu, dude, do you get a flu shot?
No.
See, I don't either. Because it always makes me sick.
Oh, it does.
Fox News. Texas A&M student tested for possible. Oh, never mind. I thought it said positive. Oof. Close one, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Coronaviruses cause diseases in mammals and birds that include diarrhea in cows. I mean, pizza, that's great. And pigs, and upper respiratory disease in chickens. In humans, the virus causes respiratory infections, often mild, but in rare cases, potentially lethal. So we don't even know if it's, you know, a big deal. Everyone's talking about it being a coronavirus. That's what it is. If I just explain that, that's what that is. So, so I wonder, you know.
I've heard that it's not as bad as SARS.
What is SARS?
SARS was like the, I think it was like Southern Asia Respiratory Syndrome.
Oh.
Something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then there's like MERS, which is the Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome.
Okay. So literally that's what they're going to do?
Yeah.
What are they going to do now?
Lazy doctors right there.
They're just going to do that, I guess. All right. Here's this Reuters article. I want to get some stuff here going. World Health Organization declared it an emergency, but stopped short of declaring it the epidemic of international concern. China's National Health Commission said 830 cases had been confirmed so far on Thursday. So this is today. Most of the cases are in the central Chinese city.
It would have been our Wednesday, though.
Of Wuhan.
Wuhan. I was
there
close.
There it is, dude. Where the virus is believed to have originated. Late last year. They fear the transmission rate could accelerate. Well, that's true.
Well, yeah.
You know, I was watching it was a bit too early to consider the outbreak of public health. Okay, whatever. I was watching an odd documentary on Netflix, right? And, he was talking about what would happen in the case of like an epidemic or pandemic, you know, and how easy it is for that to happen because our systems are still so slow in reacting to things like that, apparently.
What systems? Supposedly. Communication systems?
It meant like us declaring it an actual problem and then us reacting
us
to it.
Us recognizing the
and
problem.
And then also us fixing it and making it a antivirus after that,
and,
right?
And
because viruses change
telling everybody
so
what
quickly.
To do. Yeah, exactly.
Viruses change
Look
more
at the
rapidly.
Flu virus, yeah. It's
then they can do it, right?
Every year.
It's literally the way a virus works. It adapts. And so by the time they get to the last person, the last few people that have that same virus and they've figured out an antivirus,
they're dead.
The antivirus doesn't work anymore.
The virus has changed.
Because those viruses changed. That's what happened. That's not really what happened. That's some of what happened. When Bill Gates was trying to get rid of polio.
Polio?
Malaria.
Malaria. Well, they got rid of polio
wow.
in like the 30s or 50s.
Wow. My bad. Yeah, malaria on yet another docu-series I watched. I love docu. Dude, they're great.
Oh, there's one about T-Swift coming up that looks amazing.
What?
I'm just kidding. It looks so funny.
I was so surprised you said
that
honestly.
You
want
to vomit.
No, really?
It's disgusting.
Oh.
she victimizes herself so much, and it's It's just, you just want to just punch her right in the stomach. So
okay. Clearly not a fan. Yeah, I love T Swift, dude. Like, no. Seriously, he was my high school crush.
You really do.
I'm not gonna say currently.
Like, you I don't ever
listen
did.
To no, I did, but I didn't I don't listen Sad. To her music now. But dude, yeah. Seriously, like, I thought one day we were gonna meet and just get married. It's gonna happen.
Wow.
Clearly that's not gonna happen. That's not what's happening now. She's gonna
break up with you and then write a song about it. That's what she's gonna
do. Hey, more content, you know what I'm saying? As long as I'm in the song, that's all I care about. You know what I mean? Mention Sky or Toasty or Okay, anyway, just kidding. I don't actually have a crush on her right now. Obviously, I'm too old for that shit. So anyway,
you never know.
You never know, right?
I have a crush on a celebrity. Or two.
Who's your celebrity crush, dude?
Dude, Tulsi Gabbard. Easy. Really? You know who that is?
No, dude. I don't
Shocked
know
and appalled.
Nah, dude.
Shocked and appalled.
Life's a beach and you're here, dude.
She's a Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii. She's running for president. If I was a Democrat, I'd vote for her. Not just because...
She's someone in freaking she's politics, awesome, dude.
I'm just letting you know who my celebrity crush is, man. Me? Jeez.
Those are celebrities.
She's kind of a celebrity. Would you consider Hillary Clinton a celebrity?
No.
Why not? I would. Musicians can be celebrities. Actors can be celebrities. Yeah, okay, celebrity right. is just a public personality.
Yeah, someone that has... Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
A public figure, man.
I agree with that. Dang, dude. And who's y'all celebrity crush?
Jennifer Aniston, too.
Let us know. Huh?
It's a Jennifer Aniston, too.
Okay, don't give me that crap. Just, everyone and their mom says that.
Dude, I'm just saying. Or like, everyone and their dad. I was what? I don't even know. I don't even know how old I was when Friends came out. I was watching this yeah, <'cause, coughs> I'm old, dude. I told you. I was there in the 90s.
She never wore a bra. Dang.
That's probably why. It's just, at a young age, I was like, you know, She's my wife in the future.
But not, because she was like still like 30 years older than you.
Yeah, so.
Anyway.
He's just a state of mind, dude.
Okay. we're getting there. We're circling back around.
To the coronavirus.
So the documentary I was watching. Documentary I was watching. He was getting rid of malaria. Bill Gates was. And.
Yeah.
Towards the end of it, he was changing a little bit, and he had to change his vaccine, and that's not really what killed the whole project. What really got rid of the project was that his vaccinators, what would you call them? The doctors doing it or whatever that he had?
Doctors.
Yeah. Doctors. Vaccinators, bro.
Well, okay, they could just be, nurses.
They were hired. They weren't like doctors. All of them were not doctors. They were just someone that could give the freaking vaccine, right?
You just have to,
they were getting freaking Africa, killed by rebels. So, I get that, and that's probably what actually ruined it. But,
yeah,
But yeah, the virus thing, man. So, it is an international concern. If that A&M guy does actually have it,
yeah,
it's international.
100%, and it's going to a highly populated area, College Station, Texas, and there's a lot of students, obviously, that commute, go to the same classes, and they'll go to DFW, they'll go to Houston, they'll go to Austin, and just like that.
Why couldn't it have been like LA,
LA is even worse. It's more densely populated.
But it's not in Texas.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep it over there.
I have some time to think about it while...
Someone's like
flying
eight,
over here.
Like eight deserts in between.
Exactly.
That'll stop a virus pretty quick. Desert.
Will it?
Or in Antarctica.
Is that what stops a virus?
Well, I mean.
There's no one there. Right, that's what
That and like the heat. And like nothing's going to, can viruses really survive? And
is that what kills a virus?
High heat.
Dude, put me on a skillet. I have a virus.
I'm not a doctor.
Burn
man.
Me up, bro. Yeah.
Or a microbiologist.
Well, when you think about
when it's you think virus.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's microbiology. It's just,
yeah. So when you think about freaking educated, when you think about having a fever, right, and you sweat the fever out, you get super freaking hot, but you feel cold.
Yeah.
That's essentially I get it. Your body's heating up. Your body heats up, so it can literally heat out the things. But it's technically because it's working harder, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I don't know.
related.
Uh huh.
I wonder what temperature viruses are killed at. That's a really good question, though. Because I know, like, if you freeze a virus, I'm pretty sure they can withstand freezing and they'll just, like, come back alive whenever they thaw out. Hmm. Which, if I was, like, coring Antarctica or, like, you know, doing ice cores and stuff, I'd be scared of that. That's probably, like, a totally irrational fear, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to die because...
Yeah. No.
You unfroze a virus in an ice core that's...
Well, it's just like getting bitten by a shark. Period. Not just like, but it's a rarity, you know?
Yeah.
That's way more rare, but...
Well, getting bit by a shark is still scary because they have, like, bacteria in their teeth and stuff and get infections and stuff. I'm scared of the little things, man. I'm not scared of, like, you know, losing my blood or getting eaten alive. I'm scared of, like, the bacteria that's going to kill me after I get bit.
So...
That's what gets you.
You guys think this is a cause for concern? I mean...
The coronavirus?
If you do, you know, you can obviously tell us. But, I don't really think it is.
Tell us and then tell your therapist.
Tell your therapist. Hilarious. So, yeah, this has been chill. This has been good. Another unpopular opinion for you guys.
Yeah, hope you all enjoyed.
And, as always... Actually, you know what? First of all, go hit up Blueberry because they're awesome. Again, I'm going to say it again, dude.
It's worth saying again.
If you want, you know, there's guys out there right now watching that want to do their own podcast. If you want to do your own podcast, then freaking do it. But don't get mad at me if you don't and you never start. You know, it's like going to the gym. You just got to get it going.
Yeah, find a different name than Unpopular Opinion.
Because we might as well. Still. I'm still on that.
Yeah, let us know if you know of any other names.
Again, bro. Yeah, we need to do that. Anyway, guys, all right, it's been fun, it's been real. So stay toasty,
guys.